burp it into the mic.
Oh, I can smell it. That came through the connection.
Oh, no.
Did you have wings recently?
It's weird that Discord has a new smell input setting.
And smell yeah, I don't output. Know how they even enabled that, That's but I'm crazy impressed. Technology. It converts the smells you send into the microphone and then shoots them in my face through my microphone.
Hey everybody.
It's podcast time.
It's episode 10.
Woo! We did it.
Insert
this is
crowd cheering audio.
Yeah. Ooh, clap, 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 clap. I think I have those in GarageBand so I can throw them in.
Nice. It's perfect. We did it.
Yeah, this one's recorded in front of a live studio audience.
We no longer give a shit about coronavirus.
Yeah, that's over. They're shipping vaccines. Next week, I'm going to go roll around in a library with no mask on.
Laugh track. Laugh track.
let's see. It is December 12th. A beautiful day. It's snowing for Becca. It might rain for me. Just loving it lately.
Some good stuff happened yesterday. The vaccine got approved for emergency use. And the Supreme Court shut down all the Trump lawsuits, which was great. Because that was like what Trump thought. I think getting in that nomination of what's her famous Amy Coney Island in, before the election, he was like, we'll nominate.
That's a Michigan thing. Our listeners outside of Michigan aren't going to know what a Coney Island.
We'll nominate this lady and then we'll just steal the election. And turns out they were all like, nah.
Nah, that's illegal, bro.
No,
you
dude.
You can't do that.
You can't. What?
Wait, that's illegal.
Wait. Ma'am, doesn't your husband have nipples?
Becca had not seen
the TikTok
of the woman whose dog, the woman took a dog to the vet because she thought its nipples were bugs
the
and
TikTok,
was trying to pull them off.
The it's TikTok so was made from the perspective of the vet tech and she's like, but she auto-tunes her voice so it's extra silly. So she's like, ma'am, those are definitely his nipples. She's like, no, there's no way, he's a boy. She's like, ma'am, doesn't your husband have nipples?
We'll have to tweet it from the account so people can can hear it and see it. It's so funny. David and I were playing Halo last night and that came up, and then for the rest of that level we just kept going, ma'am, doesn't your husband have nipples?
I said if David and I ever get married, Jess has to grab the mic at the reception and just yell, ma'am, doesn't your husband have nipples?
And now it's recorded here, so you've all heard it. I have permission to do that.
Sure. Sure.
The mic's still
as long as you wait until the point where like everyone's kind of drunk. Don't do it like during the speeches.
Mm-mm. You don't get to set rules. It's just as much my wedding as it will be yours. We're all in this together.
Oh, man. Anyway, so some good stuff. And then today, I'm done with school. I'm going to...
For a month?
For 6 weeks. So
oh,
I'm
shit.
Going to do nothing today. And I've never been more excited. I'm just going
to I have enough things to do today that I... What are you watching?
I don't know. Probably more British Bake Off. And because I can like watch that while I work on like embroidery stuff. I don't have to really be paying attention.
I've been rewatching Star Trek Voyager while I've been cleaning and organizing, just because the first season, there's a lot of episodes I don't really need to watch. Mm-hmm. But it's been good. Love some good Star Trek.
Mm-hmm. Star Trek.
Star Trek, The Next Generation.
Mm-hmm. And David and I watched the new Mandalorian episode last night, and it was really good. I'm not going to spoil it, but it might have been one of my favorites so far. Lots of good stuff happens. And Baby Yoda isn't even in this episode. So... It was pure plot. It was no cuteness carrying that episode. It was just good.
What's a Baby Yoda?
A Baby Yoda?
Never heard of it.
Once every...
He doesn't have any kids. Jedi can't have attachments, you idiot.
Once every few episodes, I like to just remind David that the existence of a Baby Yoda implies that at some point, adult Yoda was slapping them cheeks.
Mm-hmm.
Getting it in.
Yeah, he was. You know in Attack of the Clones where he's fighting Count Dooku and he's flipping all over the place?
Yeah.
That's what sex with him is like, too. It's awful. No one enjoys it. Even he doesn't really like it. He's flipping the dicks out and it's kind of hit or miss if he even gets it in. But
oh my God.
I guess in this case, you know, successful. Good for him.
My microphone is falling.
Who is the mom, though?
Mama Yoda. I don't know.
Yaddle. Yaddle was the other person of Yoda's species. Do we even know what species Yoda is?
He's a Yoda, so.
No, that's not how that works.
Well, they don't. Sorry. My mic keeps falling. They mention it in the, not the most recent episode, but like a few episodes ago, where like, spoilers.
Don't do spoilers here.
Fine.
I'm never going to watch it. Somebody sees
Baby Yoda and they're like, oh, there's only ever been one other of his kind that I've seen, and he was a great Jedi master. So it was a little callback to actual Yoda.
That Jedi master? Albert Einstein.
And that Jedi was me.
What's your favorite Pop-Tart? I don't think I've ever asked you.
Brown sugar cinnamon, without a doubt. Yep.
I don't like that one. I like the, when I was younger, I liked the frosted strawberry, but then at some point they made it taste too fake strawberry-y.
Yep.
And so I stopped, and now the frosted cherry is my go-to. But I haven't had Pop-Tarts in a while. I just was thinking
about
it.
Me either. Yeah, no, I just know I love the brown sugar cinnamon. I had those a lot, like, in middle school and high school. So that was, like, a
same.
Good, quick breakfast.
You know what I never got is they advertise, like, this is part of a balanced breakfast. It's like a bowl of cereal, some toast, some bacon, a Pop-Tart, orange juice, and then milk, and then you die.
Yeah.
You try to go to school, but you're dead because you ate way too much food for breakfast.
Breakfast is sugary bread, fried meat, and a glass of orange juice, which is just 50 grams of sugar.
Yeah.
And you're like, why am I falling asleep in class?
I love orange juice, but it needs to have all of the pulp. Like, I prefer when they take pulp out of the pulpless versions to put it into mine. And then you have that with ice, and it coats the ice with the pulp, and then you can eat the ice afterwards, and it's like a little treat.
Oops, all pulp.
Sorry. What's the oops, all raisins?
Yeah.
I like those jokes. Those amuse me.
Mm-hmm. Every time we play Among Us, Alex goes, oops, all imposters.
But it's never true, and then we vote him off anyway.
Yeah. I love
that. So we.
I feel so bad that that's the default when we get into the meeting and we're like,
I don't know.
I don't have enough info.
Just vote Alex.
We'll just vote Alex. And it's never him. It's never once actually been
him. He's sus just by default.
As a person.
Half the time he doesn't have his camera on.
Yeah.
He doesn't always talk enough.
Yep.
You know how it is.
Yep.
So. I don't know. I want to talk for a second about the script reading I did this week. I don't know if any of you were able to tune in because it was late for the East Coast. It started at 7:30 my time. But I got to do this script reading with a bunch of people online who do them for charity. And so we did the script for Trading Places, seminal 80s hit that I think Becca has never seen.
Correct.
On Wednesday. And it was super fun to do this. And if you haven't seen it, I'll tweet the link out, but it's really cool. And every one they do one every week, is a different charity. So it's a good chance to donate. They make us take a drink if we miss our entrance for a line, or there's like social words. So it's super chill. So if you haven't watched that, I'll send it out, but it was really cool and you should all donate, and I'll be on it again. And then you could all donate more and we'll be like, oh, I know Jessica. She's obnoxious. And they'll be like, yeah, that's true. But yeah, if you get a chance, tune in. It was fun. Going to do it again. But also please donate. If you've got money. It's been a rough year.
I saw an Am I the Asshole that was pretty amusing, which was like there was a lesbian couple who are hanging out virtually with their straight married friends. And all of the women were like, well, it was just the women, like, all hanging out together. And all the women were just complaining about their husbands the entire time. And Finally, like, the lesbian couple is like, the dick cannot possibly be that good that you're, like, all willing to put up with this. And then one of the straight women made a joke about how she was like, personally, maybe I should just marry a woman with a dick. The gay couple was like, that's not a funny joke. And then
still,
all their,
though, you know,
but Jessica's like, can I have their number?
Yeah, hold on. I'm curious.
I want to know more.
No. Yeah, that's kind of a shitty attitude to have.
Yeah, where it's like, haha, we'll just marry some lady with a dick because that sounds like a funny punchline.
Get it? The lady's got boy parts.
Oh my God. Yeah, and so the, like, gay couple was like, that's not funny. And then all their friends got mad at them because they soured the mood of the whole night.
Oh, Jesus.
And so then they're like, did we do something wrong?
I'm going to go out on a limb and say no. I actually try to avoid reading Am I the Asshole stuff during the week just in case.
I do too.
It becomes, like, what we're going to talk about this week.
Yeah.
So unless they accidentally get retweeted into my timeline, I don't look at them anymore.
I do too, but I've been off Twitter. So I sometimes go on Reddit more often than I would. And I see ones and the title catches my eye. Although this week I did manage to read one that was so insane and I sent it to our group chat and I was like, I didn't read it, but we have to read this one this week. So maybe we should
start with that one. Oh, are we doing
that
one?
With that one. Yeah, it's in the doc. I think
I see
David
it in
put
there.
It in
yeah.
there. Okay. Well, should we just go ahead and get into it?
Yeah, let's do that one. Are you reading it?
I'll read it. Yeah. Hold on, it's loading. All right. So the title, I saw this and I was like, I gotta know more. But I waited until today. I've waited like 3 days.
I'm so proud of you.
Thank you. Okay. It says, am I the asshole for selling my family home because my pregnant sister-in-law ate my dinner? Okay. It says, I know it's a shitty title, but I'm in a rush to get to work, so excuse my grammar. Also, I want to point out, me and my brother have two different fathers. Okay. I, 19, female, lost my father last year to cancer. He left me 90% of his stuff, including his family home that was left to him by his dad. It's been in their family for over 100 years. My brother, 34, and my dad did not have a relationship, but he did leave him $10,000. That's pretty nice. My mom was pissed at the will reading.
Compared to a house, though?
Yeah. My mom was pissed at the will reading, but since she got $10,000, she couldn't do anything about it. Okay, so the daughter got the family house and then the wife and the stepson each got 10 grand, if I'm reading that right. Okay.
Okay.
For the past 10 years, me and her live okay together. She went on acting like it was her house like before, which I had... Oh, for the past year. Okay. She went on acting like it was her house like before, which I had no problem with, till in May, my brother and his girlfriend moved in without even asking me. What? It's your house. They're messy, entitled, and rude, and I told them in July that I wanted them out by September because they don't pay for anything nor wash a dish. Why are they living there? In August, they announced that they were pregnant, and my sister-in-law smugly said, guess we won't be moving out now. God. Wow. It didn't go down well, but when I told them I wanted them out, my mother and brother basically laughed in my face. Oh my God. Well, the past few months have been hell. They've become worse than before, and my mom enables it and demands me to treat my sister-in-law like a princess because she's pregnant. I once had to wait outside McDonald's until they opened to get her a McMuffin.
How early were you at McDonald's?
I thought most McDonald's were open 24 hours, at least the drive-thru.
No, it depends on like if you're in a city or or not. So I would think 6 a.m. maybe, but yeah. Why are you at McDonald's so early?
Well, here's where I maybe was the asshole. Okay. The technical sentence says, well, here were I maybe the asshole.
With because, no punctuation.
Because my sister-in-law is pregnant, she eats everything she sees, like the cupcakes my friend made me for my birthday. She ate all six. I didn't even get to try them. I can't even make my lunch the night before because when I go to eat it, it will be gone. She'll have a smug look on her face while rubbing her belly and then laugh and say, I couldn't help myself. Blame the baby. Oh, my God. If I put stuff in my room, my mom will open the door with a spare key sister-in-law can go through my mini fridge. Holy shit. Well, a week ago, I was running late to college. Spelled collage. I didn't have time for my breakfast or to make lunch, and I had to go to work straight after, so all I had that day was a bar of chocolate. Oof, been there. When I got home, I was starving. I made myself dinner while it was cooling down. I went to use the bathroom. I must have been there 10 minutes at most. That's a good poop. 10 minutes at most, and by the time I came out, she had 70% of my dinner ate, and I literally lost my shit. Of course, she started crying. My mom and brother started screaming at me for making her cry, making excuses like how she couldn't help it. And it was my fault for leaving food around her. Like, she can't help it. Her mouth is a vacuum. Well, I had enough. Told them to get out before I got mocked. But here's the thing. Back in October, my uncle offered me a life-changing amount of money for the house. I called him up crying a few days ago, explaining the situation. He said he would buy the house, but he will evict my mom and brother. They, of course, did not take it too well. The number two. Too well. And I have to stay with a friend. I've been receiving texts, and I'm being tagged in multiple posts on social media. I'm starting to think that I'm the bad person now. Am I the asshole for making my mom and brother homeless? Holy shit, no. Absolutely not.
That's wild. The edits give some more context, so we can save them for a minute. But, like, just on the basis of the original post, wow.
Yeah.
It sounds almost like a Disney story where, like, you inherited this house, but you've got the evil stepmother, yeah, or something. Like, but I don't... I'm not 100% clear on the family relationship. So the brother and this person...
The brother...
have different fathers. Yes. So the same mom.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
So the mom's still being a bitch.
Yep.
Like, even though this is their child.
Yeah. And I think something that's glossed over here is, like, she's still grieving her dad, like,
yeah,
and this house is all she has left, and now she's basically being forced to get rid of it because, so she says her mom has a key to the bedroom and everything else.
That's like, yeah,
that would be the first straw, I think. Before selling, I would probably be like, you all have X number of days to get out, and I'm changing the locks because I own this home. Like, I you hate to do that to family, but they're not treating you like family, so...
No, they sound terrible.
It has to go both ways.
The poster's only 19, too, so I gotta imagine the mom and the brother, like, we're older than you, we know better, we're adults, and you're just a baby, and shit like that, too, yeah. So...
This really does read, I'm like, sure they treat her Cinderella, like
yeah, evil, right? Like,
evil step-sibling.
Cleaning and stuff.
Yeah. The thing with the pregnant woman eating all your food is insane. Okay, first of all, like, it's a very common trope that pregnant women like to eat a ton of food, but in reality, you only have to eat, like, 600 calories more per day, technically. So the whole,
you just,
like,
do the math.
The whole, like, she can't help it, and she can't help it, so she has to break into your room and steal things from your mini fridge.
Bitch, I wish I wasn't doing this.
Bitch, go to the store and buy your own food. What do you mean you have to steal her food? Eating someone's dinner while they're cooking it, while they're like, let me put this mac and cheese in the pot while I go take a shit, you come out, your food's all gone. Like,
I would be so angry.
I would be so mad. So mad.
My sisters used to do...
Especially because she said she didn't eat anything that whole day. So, you know, you come home and you're so hungry, you haven't eaten. You're like, oh, finally gonna have this good reheated dinner or whatever. And then it's gone. Oh my God.
I used to get I drink a lot of water every day, and that I've been doing that even since I was a kid. And so my sisters would, I'd pour myself a glass of water and be like grabbing, I don't know, a snack to go with it. And they'd drink the water from my cup and then just laugh at me. This feels like a higher level of that same thing. That, like, I know you got this for you, but now I have it.
That's kind of funny, though, because water, you could just go to the faucet and get more water. Yeah. Like, it's gone. Bad. Oh God!
I used to do too when my high school or college band would play. We'd do shows and we'd always have water. They'd give us water bottles or whatever, you know, at the shows. And I would always ask my friend Megan, like, "Hey, can I have a sip of your water?" And every time I would drink the bottle entirely and be like, "Oh, I'm so sorry. I was just so thirsty."
That's funny.
She didn't like that, but I learned that people hate that shit from my sisters. Read the edits though. We need okay. to.
All right. So I'm on a break. I'll address a few things. Some of your roasts are hilarious, and I honestly deserve it for how bad my grammar is. But I was walking to work and declining calls from my mom while making this post. I almost said fuck it and didn't post it. Second edit. If I sell the house to my uncle, I will lose $100,000. But he's always been good to me, and it's one of those situations where I'd be sleeping better knowing it had gone to someone in my dad's family. Oof. Okay. My mom told me because of my age, I wouldn't be taken seriously if I tried to evict them. That's false. There you go. You're legally an adult, so you can evict them. It's your property. You're an adult. It doesn't matter if you won't be taken seriously. The law is very much clear on this. Also, they're not even officially tenants. Like, they are just
squatters,
and you can just change the locks. It's not even like they have a contract and you have to give them like 30 days or something. You can just change the locks and tell them they're not allowed there anymore. If I evict them and continue to live in the house, along with the high financial costs, I don't think they'd ever let me live in peace. What does that mean? My mom has health issues and my sister-in-law will have to move in to her parents. They won't allow my brother, so I'd be splitting up a young family. In my mom's words, no, that's their problem. That is 1,000%.
They should have been nicer and yes. kinder and contributed.
Yes. And also, why would her parents not let her baby daddy live with them? Right? Like, that doesn't make any sense.
Yeah. What's going on there? Well, they sound terrible. They, you know, yeah. we're only hearing the one side as usual, but they sound shitty.
Yeah. That's 100% their problem. They've put themselves in this situation where they've been so shitty to you. I'm sure that this poster is not listening to this podcast, but what I would do is just...
No, they absolutely are.
I would write down everything that has happened so that they can see it in writing and be like, here are all the times I've asked you to not do these things and you've done them. Here are all the times you've wronged me. Blah, blah, blah. I personally wouldn't sell the house, but it sounds like maybe she doesn't have the money to like maintain it. But then in that case, I wouldn't sell it to your uncle because he's trying to short you $100,000 for it. I mean, you get the benefit of it staying in the family if it's an old family home, but make him pay you a fair price. Like, that doesn't sound very cool.
Well, yeah, did you read down into how much the house is worth? Did you see that edit yet?
No.
So read edit two.
Edit two. I plan to meet a lawyer and will update you all as soon as I've heard the news also. Since people are curious, the house is worth $2.5 million. It's in the heart of London. Okay, so maybe $100,000 off is not a big deal. In that case,
yes.
In that case, personally, then yes, I would sell it to your uncle. You can use that money to like start your life. And then,
yeah, that at that age to have that much money,
yeah,
you could do so much blow.
Yeah. Although I do see why the mom and brother were pissed at the will reading.
That, yeah, see, so I,
this is when I got literally, to that part, I was like, okay, this is literally Cinderella, right? Where the dad like left everything to his daughter, and then the mean, evil stepmother and her kid moved in and were so mean and horrible.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, get out and just, I would just cut them out of your life. I mean, they sound horrible.
They sound terrible.
Horrible. They are not your family. Like, I know there's this whole, you
where
know,
are your family now?
There's this, yeah, yeah, come, we'll be your friend. There's this whole thing of like, because someone is your family by blood, that you have to like stick by them and whatever. But I am very much of the mind that like family has to go both ways. And these people are not supporting you. They do not care about you. They do not care about your most basic needs and your happiness. So I would just tell them that and be like, if you ever want to come around and realize like how shitty you've been, then I'll be here. But until then, like, just cut them out. Sell the house, change the locks.
Kidnap the baby.
Yeah. Yeah. Splitting up a young family, like, that's bullshit. That's their own problem. They shouldn't be having a kid if they don't have the means to, like, have their own place. And B, it's not your problem that the mom's, like, the baby mom's husband isn't welcome at her parents' home. Like, that sounds like some shit that is nothing to do with you, so you shouldn't feel bad about that at all.
Well, I think they can have a baby if they want to, but like they're weaponizing the child in this situation. Yeah. They're like, oh, the baby's making me eat, oh, we have to stay here because you're a bad person if you kick us out. So like,
more
that's so manipulative.
Less financially they shouldn't be having a baby, and more these people sound like they are not even emotionally mature enough to be human beings, let alone raise another human being.
What must it be like to be in your 30s and still be an asshole? I will never know. That ain't me, fam.
Yeah, I don't let them make you feel guilty because her family doesn't like your brother. Like, it sounds like they're all horrible and her parents probably know it. And so, like, if she had to move in with them, they'd probably be like, ugh, fine, our terrible daughter, but we're not taking the husband, which is crazy. Like, all of this is horrible.
Well, I'm glad you saved it for the show. This is great content.
That was a doozy. Yeah. Yeah, I feel really bad for this person because I can understand, I can really relate to a situation where, like, the answer is so cut and dry, and yet the situation is still so stressful, just by virtue of you being involved. I had a terrible roommate in college that we had to kick out, and that was a really awful process. And I hated going home every day. I hated being in my apartment. I hated all of it, and it was just, all of it was so stressful. I finally, like, told her off one night and fucking, like, actually evicted her, and it was the most amazing feeling. But I can really relate to, like, I know what I have to do, and yet this whole situation still really sucks.
I agree. But not the asshole, and the
definitely not.
The folks in the comments also agree. So we're all on the same page here. I feel great about it.
That's some synergy right there.
Yeah, thanks, folks in the comments, for agreeing with us.
You want to go ahead and read post number two? Pick another
I
one?
I do.
Nice.
David has marked this one as conservative is snowflake.
Nice.
It says, am I the asshole for pointing out my colleague is divorced during discussion?
What?
So I was recently dragged into a conversation at work. A male and female coworker were talking across from me, and I'm not sure how they got to this topic because I wasn't paying attention, but the male coworker asked if we thought it was okay for women to become a single mom through a sperm donor. Before I could say anything, my female coworker said she thought it was a bad idea since children need a mom and a dad.
Ugh.
I asked her if she also thought same-sex couples shouldn't have kids, to which she immediately replied they shouldn't and went on a rampage to defend her point. Now, I have multiple friends that are in a same-sex couple, and some of them have kids, and they are amazing parents.
Mm-hmm.
So I pointed out that by her logic, she should not have kids either since she is newly divorced, and that means her kids don't have a mom and dad available at all times either. Needless to say, this brought the discussion to a speedy halt. Some coworkers said I'm the asshole because she had a very bad divorce and still suffers from it, so I shouldn't have brought it up. I didn't mean to shame her because of getting divorced at all. Sometimes there is simply no other solution. I was just trying to point out that you could easily turn around her arguments against single parents or same-sex parents to reflect her situation.
Yep.
So, am I the asshole?
No.
That lady's a fucking bitch.
Yeah, also, this whole, the whole argument of kids needs a mom and a dad is just completely false. Like, even if you go back to, like, people like to bring up biology and, like, blah, blah, blah. But even if you go way back in evolution, like, it was very common for the man to have like multiple partners, get multiple ladies in the like village or whatever pregnant, and then like die in battle, and the women would like raise the children together as like a community. So it's not even remotely true that kids need
a
mom
a village,
and a dad,
right?
it's just this like, again, like Christian heteronormativity that like we have this weird,
oh yeah, I hate it,
this weird like ideal of like this nuclear family with mom, dad, two kids and a dog and a fence, right? Like, None of it actually impacts the happiness of the child. So this is all just, it's
no,
all crap.
You just need people who care about you and want you to succeed and will take care of you. Like, that's, it doesn't matter if there's eight parents or one or whatever. Like, as long as there's someone caring for a child.
Yeah.
Probably fine.
Wild to rail against like single moms. Like, usually I would think that this would go the other way where they start with their rant with like talking about same-sex couples, but they went in on single moms.
Yeah, they really pivoted there.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean even going through a bad divorce and still suffers from it, whatever that means, it's like, okay, well,
then you shouldn't have been a dick.
Things are shitty for you, don't be shitty to other people. Like, what are you trying to accomplish here?
Yeah, and she really is like proving her own point. If she's saying kids need a mom and a dad, Well, she should keep her mouth shut because she's not providing that for her own kids. So then shut up. Like, do you think you're still a good parent even though you're divorced? Okay, then other people can probably do it differently too, right? Like,
this makes me think of one of the conversations that we would have seen in that Cisco training on which conversations are okay to have at work and which are bad, and then they rate them with like the colors.
Yeah.
And they had all these like skits in there that were just awful and terrible. And one was like, this exec was trying to get his secretary to walk on his back. I don't even think it was his secretary.
Oh,
I think
yeah.
it was like another
female exec
person.
And he kept,
yeah,
he wanted
and
her
he
to
was
walk
like, oh, my
back
really hurts, will you take off your shoes and walk on my back, it'd feel real good. And she's like, no. And he kept pushing, and finally she did it because she was, you know, worried about her job. But it was all of these terrible sketches, and this just reminds me of one of those, like a conversation in the workplace that you absolutely shouldn't be having, and then you keep going on, it just gets worse and stupider.
Yeah, there was the one with the black woman and the white woman, and they were just chatting like girl talk, and then the white woman is like, I love your hair, and then she reaches out and just like grabs this woman's like afro.
Oh my God,
and like holds
yeah.
it, and it's just like, oh, like, it's just so great.
If you've seen the posts online now of gripping foods with force, it was that same kind of energy. It was way too hard of a handful of hair. And they were, I know they probably come from real situations, but the way they were presented was just so wild. It was like, oh, come on.
Yeah, although so as
that's
far
what this
as
makes
like,
me think of.
As far as corporate trainings go, the actors actually weren't that bad. Like,
no, they weren't. But there were still so many problematic issues in there, because the one that always sticks out to me is the woman who was doing the training. She was in a blue dress in a white void, like there was nothing in the room with her, it's just white. And at one point she goes, everyone knows that men can't have babies.
Oh yeah.
Like, that's super transphobic and is really invalidated a lot of the rest of this training, because I don't trust you
yeah
to be delivering this now because you've said that. And then she's also being fatphobic too, because she was like, if my friend eats that piece of cake, she's not making the best decisions for herself.
I was like, fuck off, maybe
like,
your friend wants
just
cake,
let people live their fucking lives.
Yeah I don't remember the context around that. We all know men can't have babies, but I do remember it came in the training after the video sketch about the boss like using the trans woman's dead name repeatedly. Mm-hmm. They were like, you should never use somebody's dead name when they are transgender, like always always address them how they want to be addressed. And then 5 fucking minutes later, we all know men can't have babies. I was like, well, hold on.
You tried, there was an effort,
you
but,
were almost there, and then you really yeah. took 10 steps back.
Yeah, it was, I appreciate that they were doing that, but a lot of us in more marginalized communities internal were like, this is not good.
Yeah.
We gave that feedback and
hopefully
they're going to do better.
Yeah,
so.
I mean, hopefully they'll change it. Like, you know, all you can do is give feedback and hope that it gets better. I'm sure mm-hmm. that they will take that to heart. I mean, they seem pretty good about that. I submitted feedback to Cisco shortly after we got acquired. I went to the CEC the homepage, and there was a picture of it was like a stock image, and it was a man whispering in a woman's ear, and she had her mouth open so wide that it looked like she was a sex doll, like she was making like a sex doll face. And it was like, the title was just like,
five
hot business tips or something. I took like a screenshot. Her mouth was open so wide, it was so weird.
It's like the clickbaity things on YouTube where it's yep. like, they said what?
Yeah. And
I hate those.
So I submitted feedback and they were like, you're right, this is really creepy. I remember I posted it in like the Duo Nets channel.
I was just saying, I remember you bringing it up.
And everybody was like, ew. And then the mm-hmm. irony was in this, we just had to do the code of business conduct. And there's a picture in that training when it's talking about like creating a diverse and inclusive workplace. And in the picture, it's like a picture of like a crowded like workplace cafeteria or something. And there's a guy sitting next to a woman and he's talking to her and his hand is on her thigh. And I was like,
seems like that shouldn't be in the code of business conduct.
Yeah, it's like maybe they're a couple and they work together, but like that shouldn't be in this training then. Like you just
yeah,
shouldn't
with no
use
context,
that picture.
It's definitely a weird image.
Yeah.
It's probably not even one of ours. I'm sure it's just some sort of
some stock picture.
Some, yeah. Yeah. Some office somewhere. Everything's kind of artfully blurred.
Yep.
So on this one, we think not the asshole. Of
Correct.
Course.
Like maybe did you go a little close to the jugular? Yeah, probably. And you might want to be careful because like she could probably go to HR and say some shit, but.
Yeah, but what she was doing is just as, I would say,
yeah,
is worse.
Yeah, you shouldn't
really,
be sitting in a workplace and being like, gay people should be allowed to have children. Like, wait, hold on. I need to go back to do.
You need a man and a lady.
We're just here to, like, do accounting, Sharon. Like,
Sharon, this is an accounting firm.
It was Adam and Eve, not Adam and Steve.
Yeah, it's awful. I hate people with that opinion, and I hate this woman. So I don't think the other person has to look. So I think you have to challenge that
yeah.
if it's happening, because otherwise people well, think that's okay, or someone else might be hearing it, and maybe you don't know if they're out or not, and it puts them in such a shitty situation to have to hear, like, oh, my coworker thinks I don't deserve to have a child.
Yeah, and then you're faced with either uncomfortably coming out in front of your coworker, being like, mm-hmm. well, actually, I'm gay and my wife and I have two kids, so fuck you. Like, or
and they're
you,
really happy.
Yeah, like it's
they've
it's
never killed
kind of,
a cat.
It's kind of this common trope with life of people just generally lacking empathy, where it's like, I'm gonna sit here and critique people's lifestyles and take zero stock of my own life and whether or not I'm in any position to be giving any criticism because mm-hmm. of where I'm at, right? So I think you're absolutely right to just level that person and be like, well, you're a single mom now, so shrug, guess you shouldn't have
yeah.
kids.
If you have one, you have to turn it in. We're gonna give that to a real family, not you.
If you're a single mom, you have to tell me. It's the law.
Yeah, if you die a single mom, you die in real life.
Should we take our break on that note?
Yeah. So we're going to take our break, and we do have a very special
festive.
Have you heard about this when we come back? So yep. Stick around.
Doom, doom. Are we back? We've just been chatting.
Yeah, we've just been casually vibing today. And, you know, it's that time of year where you hang out with your friends. You casually vibe. You just relax.
You vibe, but casually.
Yeah, like you cannot come in here with uncasual vibes. Mm-hmm. You will be asked to
no
leave.
No formal
politely.
Vibes here.
Mm-mm. Nope. Don't wear a tie. So this is, have you heard about this? And on today's Have You Heard About This, we have, at the request of some of our younger listeners, some Santa facts for you. You know,
I will
we're
say,
heading into this season here.
I know we put out the request for my mom to pick a topic, and she picked some, and then she was like, actually, you should wait to do these for when I can guest host. So keep an eye out for that, because Mary Lynch is going to help us host the podcast in the future.
Yeah, I'm excited. We're not going to tell you when. It's going to be a surprise for all of us, but... That's probably going to be our best episode.
Yeah.
I'm excited to see what her Have You Heard About This is.
Yeah.
Yeah. So today's, as I said, is about Santa getting ready to bring toys and joy.
You said Santa. Santa.
Santa. Santa.
Santa.
Santa Claus. This is about Santa and the joy he spreads to the world. Obviously... We as adults, spoiler alert, Santa's not real.
Holy
but,
shit.
Yeah, this is, Becca just heard for the first time.
Oh my God.
But in the,
who
the
keeps
lore
breaking
of Santa.
Into my house every Christmas.
That's just Cammie trying to be nice to you.
Okay, sorry.
There's a lot of lore around him. So we thought we'd dig into some of that. And these are the interesting bits we've pulled out from over the years. The first one, you know, he's married to Mrs. Claus, obviously. They've been together forever. And they seem pretty happy, but a lot of that comes from it being an open relationship. So he's able to kind of explore other avenues. And, you know, you spend all your time in the North Pole together. It's cold. You can't really go outside. Just like a lot of us in quarantine right now. You get kind of sick of the person you're with. So they decided a long time ago to open up the relationship. And it's kind of funny because Santa is currently seeing Satan. So Santa, Satan, anagrams. But they just get along.
They're happy together.
Yeah, well, that it was kind of a joke when they met, because like, oh, people accidentally type my name all the time, and Satan was like, they accidentally was like your name for me all the time.
Oh my god!
They laughed, they had a couple of drinks, and you know, the next thing you know, there was some light pegging happening. So that's fine. Prior to Satan, Santa was actually dating the Babadook, which was kind of an interesting situation, since the Babadook is Jewish and Santa is not. Was weird around the holidays, put a lot of tension in there, and like their families didn't really support them. So eventually they kind of drifted apart, but they still stay in contact. They still hang out. They actually went skiing together a couple of years ago, and people didn't know this, but Santa lost his big toe on his right foot in a skiing accident. He was trying to get off of one of the lifts and just kind of misjudged it and got his toe caught up in the cable. I don't know how his feet were above his head, but you know, he's a mythical creature basically. So some magic there. And he doesn't have that toe anymore. The Babadook actually wears it as a necklace, which would be weird if they hadn't been so close. Santa put his little initials on there. He signed it. It's in a little jar. Like people keep rice around their neck. The Babadook keeps Santa's big toe around his neck. So
do people keep rice around their neck?
You've never seen like the grains of rice in a little container and it's got there's a word written on it?
No.
I've seen those.
Okay.
They're a real thing. Everything I'm saying is real, but those are also real. So, you know, why does Santa do what he does? A lot of people don't realize, but he was cursed to bring gifts to children after being brought up on tax evasion charges in the 20s. So he actually is from New York, and he had defrauded a company and then evaded the taxes and tried to flee to the North Pole, but we've got that extradition policy with them. So they got him back, they charged him, and as his penance, he's eternally doomed to bring children gifts and have it be passed off by their parents as like, oh yeah, Santa did this, but everyone knows it's all a lie. So before he was living in New York, he actually lived down in Miami, as he pronounces it, because he's a white person. We call it Miami.
But he says it with assholes. Like fun mom energy. He's like, used to live down in Miami.
Miami. But too warm of a climate for him because of the requirements of his job now. You know, he keeps a home down there, but he doesn't spend much time because with all the body hair, it's still pretty warm for him. So famously seen on the nude beaches in Miami. But really no one wants to see that anymore. So he doesn't go very often. And then a lot of people get upset, you know, with this idea that we're taking the Christ out of Christmas, of course, the war on Christmas, and it becomes about commercialization and Santa. But what people don't realize is that Santa is actually Jesus's dipshit step-nephew. So they are related. It's still in the family. It's still about Christ. But growing up, the two of them kind of came into conflict because Jesus had such a big profile. And Santa was like, I want me a slice of that pie. So we started going out and taking gifts to children as part of the tax evasion settlement. And the rest is history, of course. You all know the story there. So the new Taylor Swift came out. Was it last night, the night before? I know some people are very excited. Santa actually is featured on one of those songs, but he's not allowed to tell you where. And that's part of the deal he made with Taylor Swift. She said, for Christmas this year, all I want is for Santa to guest on one of these tracks. And he did it. He managed to fit it in, you know, in between making all the toys and bossing around his elf slaves. So he's taking care of that. He's on there. They won't reveal where, but if you listen to track number 4, I think you'll know where he is. And then one last thing that we learned this year, which I thought was interesting. When there is a year that a particular toy is sold out, so, you know, we couldn't find, say, Tickle Me Elmo, or for a while it was difficult to get a Nintendo Wii, it's because Santa decided to keep them all for himself. He's actually still kind of an asshole, And right now he's got a PS5 in every single room in his house. But honestly, he's only using them to play DVDs. So I don't know why he doesn't just have PS2s. There are a lot of kids out there that would love to have these PS5s. But Santa said, fuck it. And just every room in his house full of PS5s, big screen TVs, playing DVDs of The West Wing. So.
Yeah.
I have a tangent based on the PS5 before we get to our game. I had made a post on Nextdoor offering to like help people with holiday shopping. It got a big response, which, as a side note, if you are interested in helping anyone buy holiday gifts, please hit me up, because there are more wish lists at this point than I can financially justify buying. So please help. But some woman did DM me. Like, most of the people like only asked for a few things, and they were very nice and very, very grateful. And one woman DM'd me and said, well, first she asked, is there a limit? And I was like, no, just please make like an Amazon wish list and I'll like share it with others and make sure that like you get what you need. And she was like, okay, well, my son needs a PS4 and I need a car. And she was not joking.
That's all they want for Christmas.
I was like, well, how about you make an Amazon wish list and then people will get what they're able to afford.
Yeah, put some other things on there.
Think about
just whatever
things that, you know, you might need. I understand everybody wants that good PlayStation, but mm-hmm. I feel like
they're hard to get on Amazon right now. It's all like refurbished ones. I don't know. It's been like that the whole pandemic, basically.
Yeah. All right. Well,
hunt one down at a Target.
We're gonna get to my favorite part of every week, where I make Jess guess which one of these titles is fake. So the
I'm always wrong.
The Am I the Asshole subreddit is full of really weird stuff, and we only ever really read the ones that sound the most interesting to us, but some of these are pretty wild. So I've got four titles here. I'm going to read them. One of them is fake. Jess has to guess which one, and I think she's going to get it wrong.
I always get it wrong.
All right. Am I the Asshole for canceling our anniversary dinner because my PS5 arrived? Am I the Asshole for trading with a kid who did not know the value of a Pikachu card? Am I the Asshole for telling my grandma that her spaghetti sucks? And am I the Asshole for my nightly ritual in which my daughter rubs my feet?
I don't like the last one. I don't like it. Make it go away.
All right, so am I the asshole for canceling our anniversary dinner because my PS5 arrived? Am I the asshole for trading with a kid who did not know the value of a Pikachu card? Am I the asshole for telling my grandma that her spaghetti sucks? Or am I the asshole for my nightly ritual where my daughter rubs my feet?
I'm going to say the bad spaghetti.
Is the fake one?
Yeah.
Incorrect.
God damn it.
That one is real.
I don't know why I'm so bad. Which is the fake one?
Am I the asshole for canceling our anniversary dinner because my PS5 arrived?
Oh, see.
That one sounds real.
I wanted to say that one, but that one does sound real. Yeah, like I can picture guys out there doing that. So
being like, she says I'm a bad boyfriend, but I think she's being a bitch.
Yeah, she knew this was going to be delivered. I don't know why she tried to make plans on the same night.
Oh, should have known.
The spaghetti one makes me think of, for a long time, like my mom makes chili and everyone else likes it, but I do not. And for a long time, I thought I hated chili.
But you just hated
that chili. Because I just didn't like her chili. Yeah, I don't know what it is. There's a flavor in there that there's too much of. It's not that different from the chili I make, but something about it I just don't care for. And having to tell her that I don't like it, at first I felt bad, but now I joke about it all the time. I'm like, I love chili. I just don't like your chili.
Oof.
Yeah. That, I think, is the real reason we didn't talk for years, is because I told her that. But, you know, we've bonded now because I don't have to eat the chili since I live out here.
I liked that in your job interview last week, you told everyone, like in your intro about yourself, you said that you came in second place in the Ann Arbor Duo Chili Cook-Off.
Yeah, so I was interviewing for a role on Becca's team last week, and I didn't get it, but it's okay. I had a great time. and it was a stretch anyway. But at one point, I had to train their team on a topic, and Becca was like, you can't be silly.
I didn't say you can't be silly. I just said, don't be too silly, because people know that you are silly, so you don't have to put that in your presentation, in your interview.
Yes,
like,
I do.
The interview.
I didn't put it in there like I was silly, though. I just put it in there, and it was silly.
Yeah, you put it in there dead serious, like introducing yourself, blah, blah, blah. And I was second place in the two chili kickoff.
Yeah, so the two, I put, you know, here's my work history, just a couple of pictures, just like I was introing, because I didn't know how many people on that team didn't know who I was. And the two silly facts I put in there was, one was principal guitarist for Panic at the Cisco. And then I also put that I was the 2019 second place chili cook-off winner, because my chili, I think, was challenging for people. It's very spicy, and that's okay. I don't need everybody to like it. All right, let's read another one of these. I think we can fit one or maybe two more in.
All right, is it my turn? Let's see. I'm going to go with the one that David has labeled Big Dick Energy. BD.
Okay. It says FYI, bad writing.
Well, I already did one that was bad writing, so now I'm ready. All right. Am I the asshole? Oh, this is the one that I told you about. Okay, we can't read this one because we already discussed it. The one about the dick being too
good.
Oh,
but he found it too, yeah.
Yeah, all right. Well, we'll skip that one because we already did that one. Grad students bad at money. All right. Am I the asshole for wanting my boyfriend to help me pay for rent / utilities while he lives with me? My boyfriend, 25, male, is getting out of a controlling and mentally abusive relationship with his parents and is moving out of his parents' home and moving in with me. Woof. We both get FAFSA loans from our graduate schools, so I know his financial situation is the same as mine. When I brought up him helping to pay for rent, he started complaining and saying he didn't want to. He says he wants to save that money for trips and fun thing, but we are in COVID times, parentheses, there are no trips or fun things to be done. And we are both in graduate school, so there is no time to have fun things. I just feel like he's being kind of a scrub and doesn't want to contribute equally and just wants to mooch off me. But also, I am the one who is pushing for him the most to get him to move out of his parents' house, mostly because of the awful way they treat him and literally control his whole life. Am I the asshole for wanting him to help out financially in the place he will be living for the foreseeable future? No. I don't think it's a good idea to go straight from living with your parents to living with a partner, though, personally.
Why?
It seems like it could be a terrible mess.
No, it doesn't. Things sound like they're starting off great. Yeah, I kind of agree. She brought up, I want you to pay, and he's like, no, I don't want to. Like, that to me is it. He's being an asshole. Why wouldn't he? I don't care if you don't want to pay for your share. You have to pay for your share.
Yeah, the thing could have just ended with, when I brought up him helping to pay for rent, he started complaining and saying he didn't want to. What? You don't get to want to pay rent. Like, you're living here. You have to pay rent. He says he wants to save that money for trips and fun things. Okay? Everybody wants to do that. Cool. Like,
well, I think there's a balance, too, because you can set money aside for that after you pay for your basic necessities, like rent and food and stuff.
To me, this sounds like he wants to mooch off of you while you're both in grad school, and then as soon as you're done, he's just going to bounce, and he wants to get away with not paying any money during that time. This sounds like a disaster. Also, I think it's really easy for, I don't know the situation, but I think it's really easy for people to say, like, my parents were controlling and blah, blah, blah. And, like, both of you sound emotionally immature. So it's possible that they were just being parents. And you're like, fuck you, mom and dad. And like, I'm going to get out of here and go live with my girlfriend. She's going to let me live there for free. Like, all of this is stupid. Not the asshole. Let's see. Yeah.
So okay. I want to read. There was a comment posted, and the original poster posted in a different forum a couple months ago that gives more context to the boyfriend's parents. So I'm going to read that really quick.
Okay.
the original poster says, "I'm so sorry you're going through this," to whatever that post was. "This is almost exactly identical to me and my boyfriend's situation. We've been dating for 6 years and both just entered medical school. He recently told his parents and they freaked out on him, saying bullcrap reasons why we shouldn't be together, among them racism, their caste, assumptions about her that aren't true, like she's a gold digger, even though we are both broke and she pays for more things than he does. The boyfriend started seeing a therapist and really evaluating if this is the type of relationship he wants to have with his parents in his adult life. The threats, emotional blackmail, sweeping issues under the rug for a facade of normalcy and power plays. He used to put up a mask that showed them the perfect Indian son, but when his real self started coming out, they said things like, 'We wish we never came to America,' wow, and how awful of a son he is, and more horrible things that no parent should ever say to their child who simply fell in love. Even when his mother told him her ideal future for him, which is a wife and kid and him living with his parents back in India, it only revolved around her own likes and dislikes and what she wanted with no consideration of him. Mm. Sometimes radical actions are needed to incite change. He is moving out and going low contact with them because he can't take it anymore. We both hope for their well-being, but we cannot be responsible for how others react and what they do in their lives. We can only try and make ourselves happy. And if they want to come along for the ride and find their own happiness, that's great. If not, then that's on them. It's a really tough situation. I would recommend talking to your boyfriend." So this is about the other person. So I think with that context, the parents do sound terrible.
Yep. I think without that context, this would have been more complicated. But I still don't think it's a good move for anyone for you to go straight from living with your parents to living with a partner.
They've been together for a long time, though. Like, they've been together 6 years, which I know is young. But
6 years, so starting at 18. So neither of them have, like, lived on their own or been on their own. So I think there's an interesting recipe for some codependency here, which I think you're seeing play out in him being like, "I don't feel like paying rent," and just knowing that she might not do anything because of that, right? Like, that you have to set boundaries because you've been together for so long and because you're so comfortable with each other. You're just going to get taken advantage of otherwise. And yeah, it sounds like you're emotionally immature, which I think is something you sometimes see with people who have been together since they've been kids, effectively. Mm-hmm. Like,
I think it's good that he at least is in therapy, though, when trying to work through issues. So I feel like this can still be resolved. But if he's got that fundamental idea, like, "Oh, I just don't want to do that.
I want to use my money for fun things." It's like, okay, well, this is the real world and we have to pay rent. So if you want to live here, you have to split the rent. Like, that's just how it is.
Yeah, but I don't think the poster is an asshole. The boyfriend is kind of an asshole, but I just feel like he needs kind of a wake-up call on real life stuff.
I think I'm seeing a good comment here that is from a parent. So it says, "My daughter, 22, still lives at home. Twice now she's had boyfriends move in with us. That's not the issue. For both of these boys, it was their first time moving out, being on their own." Well, they're not really on their own because they're living with someone else's parents. But, "And oddly enough, for both, it was the first time out from under the control of abusive parents." Okay. "Neither boy was prepared for this freedom. I charged them rent. My daughter works and contributes as well. Neither of them knew how to budget, manage money, nor care for a house, like do chores. Always before, mommy and daddy took care of those things, blah, 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 despite how abusive they were." And I think that this is something that I'm obviously not from an immigrant family, but this is something that I've heard where they're very, like, there's this trope of, like, controlling parent, but also everything for you is taken care of. And so it's this weird thing where you're expected to be a very successful adult, but not all of the steps are taken, right, to sort of build that up. It's just, you're just kind of pushed out into the world, and that's how you end up with a situation like this, where he's like, "I just don't want to pay rent." It's like, well, you have to.
It's not a real option. Yeah. So I feel like the boyfriend just needs to learn a little bit and grow a little bit. But I think it's, if they want to live together, they can live together. They're, you know, they've been together for a while. They're in medical school. So I'm like, they're probably not idiots, but they have some growth to do.
I'm concerned about a future doctor who's like, "I don't feel like paying rent."
Rent, that's for suckers.
Yeah, it's weird.
Yeah. Hope. All right, let's read one last one. But at any rate, I think that poster is not the asshole.
No, set some boundaries, though, and make sure he pays you rent.
Okay. I agree. This one is called "Am I the Asshole for Abandoning My Girlfriend on Top of a Mountain?" David has labeled it hiking, so doesn't give us a lot to go off. It says, "I know this sounds bad, but hear me out on this one.
Okay.
It wasn't even a big mountain. Basically, I've been going on hikes alone all weekend morning while my girlfriend eats pancakes."
Wait. There's...
It wasn't even a big mountain.
Those first three sentences have so much to unpack. I know this sounds bad.
She's eating pancakes.
It wasn't even a big mountain. Usually I hike alone while she sits at home and eats pancakes.
Fucking pancake eater. On Sunday, I went to do a peak that's easy, if you're a vet like me, but still takes a few hours.
Okay.
I went early so I could be back for the football game at 1. I could not miss this game. So I woke up early to go, and my girlfriend gets up with me and is like, "Let's do it." And I was like, "What?" She gives me the whole spiel about trying to better herself and her body, which she gives me every year, but I still felt obligated to bring her along.
Oh my God, what a dick.
Before I agreed, I made sure she understood that it would be challenging and that I was going to be going at a brisk pace because I needed to be home in time for the game.
Oh my God.
I told her that if she wanted, we could do some lighter hikes later this week so she can ease herself into it, but she insisted she could keep up. But of course, it didn't go that way.
Oh my God.
She fell behind immediately, before the real ascent even began. I offered to turn around and tackle it another time, but she insisted she just needed to adjust to the altitude change. Nope. It took us over 2 hours to get up, and she complained and begged for water the whole time. We got to the top, and I told her we needed to get down faster than we went up, because if we didn't, I was going to miss kickoff. She got all pissy over that and was like, isn't spending time with me more important than the game? I knew this was bait. So I just said back that I told her the conditions beforehand and it wasn't respectful of her to slow me down like this.
Oh my God.
Then she got real mad and basically shrieked across the entire peak that I might as well just leave her up there. And I was so angered and embarrassed by her that I did. I told her the descent down was easier and there were plenty of people around to help her if she needed it, and I headed back down the mountain. I felt bad, so I waited for her in the car and watched the game on my phone, and she didn't make it down until the fourth quarter, which I pointed out to her as soon as she opened the door. She won't talk to me. I know my actions were hurtful, but her peak freakout had humiliated me, and I didn't know what else to do. Am I the asshole?
Oh my
Edit,
God.
Since people are asking, it was the Jets game.
First of all, break up right now. Break up. Stop this. You both need to get out of this horrible What? Okay.
This guy is such a piece of shit.
Absolutely.
Like, he tries
the asshole.
To play it off reasonable. Like, I told her.
Absolutely the asshole. Your poor
what
girlfriend.
What do pancakes have to do with it?
Because I think he's trying to imply that she's fat. I think that's what the implication is that he's this fit hiker guy and she's his fat girlfriend that sits at home and eats pancakes and says she wants to be healthier, but she won't. She woke up excited to go hiking with you. And what you should have done was just found a different trail and say, okay, well, the one I was thinking of doing is probably going to be too hard, but let's just do this one. It sounds like they live somewhere where there are a lot of mountains and trails and you can just pick a different one. You knew that she wasn't going to be able to do the hike within the 2 hours. So just pick a different one. She wants to go with you. You should want to spend time with your girlfriend. This isn't hard.
No, that doesn't make sense.
You should just want to be happy to spend time together. What the fuck is so hard to understand? Why are people wasting their lives?
You ever notice how women be eating pancakes? And
why
men be hiking?
Do people waste their lives in relationships with people who do not give a shit about them and do not want to spend time with them? What? He left her on top of a mountain. And then when she gets back to the car, he says fourth quarter. That means it was 3 hours later.
He's like, fourth quarter, babe.
Hours
I told
later.
You.
So he hadn't seen her in at least 3 hours. She was alone on a mountain. She gets back into the car and he goes, "It's the fucking fourth quarter. Way to go." Like, holy shit.
So part of me wonders if this is a fake one because it seems too wild. I don't want to believe that someone could be this dense and terrible to the person they're with.
I think they could. I think this is real.
Yeah.
I think this is real.
There's comments on the post that say everybody sucks here. And I'm like, how do you get that impression? Just the way he talks about her is so mean.
The number two comment. So there's four possible things that you can put on an Am I the Asshole post. You can put YTA, you're the asshole. NTA, not the asshole. Well, I guess there's five. Then there's NAH, no assholes here. Then there's everyone sucks here, ESH. And then there's info, which is like, I can't make a decision. So the number two comment says, they quoted four lines from the post. Basically, I've been going on hikes alone all weekend mornings when my girlfriend eats pancakes. Number two, she gives me this whole spiel about trying to better herself and her body, which she gives me every year, but I felt obligated to bring her along. Number three, she complained and begged for water the entire time.
For water.
Number four, she got all water pissy. Is a crutch. This guy has big 1950s husband energy. Like, she got all pissy. Who says that?
Must be on the rag.
So then their comment just says, info, do you actually like your girlfriend?
Trust me, if we break up, the only thing she'll be conquering is more pancakes. That's a post from the original poster in a different part of the thread.
Really? Oh my god.
Break
up.
A response to the comment you
just I want to say everyone sucks here because this girlfriend is wasting her life in this relationship and she deserves better. Also, it sounds like you might live in the Colorado area, and I will be your friend. If you're staying with him because you're scared to be alone, hit me up. We'll be friends. We can go on easy hikes and then get pancakes after. That sounds great.
You do pancakes before and after.
Yeah. Yeah. And you know what? We'll take the hike slow, and we'll drink as much water as we want.
So I clicked on the poster, and first of all, he posts on Barstool Sports Reddit, so that's a red flag already.
No, that's why I think this is real. I think this guy's real. Especially because the fact he was unironically like, edit, since people are asking, it was the Jets game.
Yeah. He's got another one. He posted in, it looks like, the Jets forum, and his comment is, thanks for backing me up, everybody. Everybody's hating on me, telling me it's just a game or a DVR, and they don't fucking get it. It's the Jets game.
My god.
Oh, that's so funny.
Everyone telling me to DVR it and they just don't get it.
You don't get it.
Just fucking watch it later. David and I have done this with countless like football games or basketball games. Yeah. And yeah, it's not
hockey games sometimes.
It's not as fun because you can't like text your friends as it's happening, but you can just tell your friends like, we're going to watch it later, so no spoilers, and then you can react while you're watching it later, and your friends are probably just going to be like, yeah, can you believe that call? I remember that. It's fine. Like,
it's so stupid. I can't get over how terrible this guy is.
He should have just been excited. Like, she's trying to show interest in something that you like. He should have just been excited. Like, oh, she's finally going to come hiking with me and be healthy, like, instead of sitting at home and eating pancakes.
All the time with the damn pancakes.
Oh, that was good. That was a good one to end it on.
He's obviously the asshole. I just feel bad for her. So. Yeah.
She's the asshole to herself for staying.
Send her our way. We'll be friends.
Yeah.
I think that wraps us up for the week here.
I think that's it.
It was good. We had some good stuff this week. You know, stay tuned for Becca's mom to join us at some point in the future here. We're very excited for that. But
I think that'll be in February. But
ooh, Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
That'll be nice.
Why?
I just think it'll be nice.
Okay.
Mary Lynch just seems so nice.
She is nice.
Well, there you go.
She's great. She's all excited. Last night I made a spaghetti and meat sauce, but it was entirely from plants, so it wasn't
Stop
really
calling it meat sauce then.
Spaghetti or meat sauce. It was spaghetti.
It's like
squash.
When Taylor makes a burrito and says it's a breakfast burrito because it's got eggs, I'm like, no, you're having it for dinner. That's just a burrito.
I made it's a spaghetti squash, and then I made a really good like tomato basil roasted garlic sauce with impossible ground beef, and it was so good, and it tasted just like a spaghetti with a meat sauce, but I made it with spaghetti squash and the impossible beef instead of the meat, so it was healthier. And my mom's all excited because she's never tried to make spaghetti squash, so she just sent me a picture of a spaghetti squash and she says, look what I got at the store.
Wow. Maybe she'll turn it into pancakes.
Well,
we'll find out how her dinner experiment went next week.
We caught my dad in a lie last night because, yeah, scandal. So I was like, or my mom asked him, like, have you ever had spaghetti squash before? Like, would you try it? And he was like, I've had it. I'm not a fan. And she was like, well, how did you cook it? And he was like, I grilled it. I was like, you don't grill spaghetti
he
squash.
He hung the strands over
turns,
each individual grain on the
grill. It turns into noodles. So. And then when I actually showed him the squash, he was like, oh, I don't know. I haven't seen that before. Like, so you were lying.
I thought you said hamburger.
On the grill.
I got confused. Yeah, you do a hamburger on the grill.
Anyway, I'm going to go do nothing. I can't. I'm so excited.
That sounds so nice.
Yeah.
I have enough to do today that I put it in my calendar as if it were a normal work day so I can structure my time. But yeah, I got to go get groceries for the week and then edit this and then game night tonight. So woo.
Whoop, whoop. All right, goodbye,
all right, well, everybody. Have a great week, everybody. Talk to you later. Bye.
Bye.